الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Last week we commenced the discussion on shurut salah, the conditions of the salah. We said the most important of these conditions is the condition of time, praying at the right time. Inshallah, we will continue with what the author rahimahullah ta'ala has to say. والأصل في حديث جبريل عليه السلام أنه أما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أول الوقت وآخره, that alleged the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Salah في أول الوقت, at the beginning of the time, وآخره, and at the end of the time. That is when the Salah came in, when it was time for the Salah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam led the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salah. And the other day, the following day, he led him in Salah again, but he delayed the Salah towards the end of his time. Meaning, he prayed within the time of the Salah, but the Salah was delayed till the end of it. So this is what Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وقال جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام said, يا محمد أو محمد الصلاة ما بين آذين الوقتين, the prayer should be observed between these two periods, the prayer should be observed between these two periods. رواه أحمد. Ahmad recorded this. والنسائي, likewise النسائي, والترمذي, and الترمذي also recorded it. How this is clear? Abu Dawud and some others recorded this as well. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو Likewise from Abdullah the son of Amr radiallahu anhuma. May Allah be pleased with him and his father. He also reported أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said وقت الدور إذا زالت الشمس. The time of Zuhr is when the sun moves away from the meridian. وَكَانَ ذِلُّ الرَّجُلِ كَتُولِهِ. And it continues like that. When till the shadow of a man is equal to his length or his height, مَا لَمْ تَحَدُولِ الْعَصْرِ, as long as the time of Asr has not set in. Meaning, the beginning of the time of Zuhr is from when the sun moves away from the meridian, from when the sun moves away from the meridian. It extends till when the shadow of a man or any other object that is upright is as what? As tall as that man or as long as that object. That is the time of Zuhr. And Lord, we said Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam led the messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam at the early part of the time of Zuhr, the first day he came. And he led him, the second day he came, he led him in Salah at what? The last part of the time of Zuhr. And he said what? Al-Waqt Bain Adain. That is, the Salah is between these two periods. So we look at the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Asi radiallahu anhu. He said that the messenger of Allah or the prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said waqtu zuhr, the time of zuhr, idha zalat ash-shams, when the sun moves away from the meridian, wa kana dhillu ar-rajul, and the shadow of a man, kapulihi, is like what? Its height. Ma lam tahduri al-asr. Ma lam tahduri al-asr. As long as the time of Asr has not come. Wa waqtu al-asri, the time of Asr, is ma lam tasfarra al-shams. As long as the sun has not become yellowish, as long as it has not become yellowish. وقت العصر ما لم تصفر الشمس. وقت صلاة المغرب, the time of Maghrib is ما لم يغيب الشفق, as long as the shafak, the reddish twilight, has not disappeared. وقت صلاة العشاء إلى نصف الليل, and the time of Isha is up to the middle of the night. وَوَقْتُ الصَّلَاةِ الصُّبْحِ, the time of the Subh prayer, مِنْ تُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ, is from when the Fajr, that is the dawn, the true dawn, appears. مَا لَمْ تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ, as long as the sun has not risen. This is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Asi radiallahu anhuma. Apart from the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, there are some other ahadith that talk about the prayer time, but The hadith of Amr ibn al-Asi is very important. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas is also important, which is the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. The hadith of Jabir is also important. Inshallah, we'll be looking at what has been mentioned. We said when the sun moves away from the meridian, or when the sun moves away from the zenith. Zenith. What is zenith? The zenith is when the sun is at the highest point. When the sun rises in the morning, it rises and we can see it on the above the horizon. What is horizon? Horizon is the line between the earth and the sky. That is when you look at far distance, you see a place as if the sky and the earth are meeting. So that meeting point is called what? The horizon. Is that clear? So when the sun is rising, it's rising from what? Below the horizon. Below the horizon. Now when the sun appears from the horizon, you can see the sun. You can see the disk of the sun with the appearance of the disk of the sun. Objects will be having what? Shadows. You yourself, you have what? A shadow. A tree, we have what? A shadow. Because the light of the sun that is coming, when it hits an object, it forms what? A shadow. Because that light of the sun cannot penetrate that object. So it will form what? The shadow of that object. Is it clear? This shadow in the morning will be very long. Will be long. The shadow will be long. Why? This is because the sun is somehow close. Are you with me? The sun is somehow close. As the sun is moving up, what will happen to the shadow? It will be decreasing. Because the higher the sun, the smaller the shadow. So the sun will continue to go up like that, and the shadow will continue to decrease. So when the sun is at the zenith, that is the highest. So in some instances, and in some seasons, the object becomes shadowless. In some instances, and what in some seasons, what happens to the object? It becomes what? Shadowless. So, and this will always happen to areas that fall within the tropics. The Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. We know that the Tropic of Cancer is said to be what? 23.5 degrees away from the equator. That is north. That of Capricorn, south. The same 23.5 degrees. So all the countries that fall within this latitude, that is the latitudes of the Cancer and that of what? The Capricorn. All of them, they are called what? The tropical zones. How to explain? In this area, if the sun is what? The sun can be what? Overhead. In some what? During some period, the sun will be overhead. And once the sun is overhead at a particular time within this within the two tropics. So it becomes what? The object will become shadowless. The object will become shadowless. But in other areas, after the Capricorn, that is the Tropic of Capricorn, that is from 24 above, so to say, or 23.5 above. So the sun, as I said, cannot be what? Over edge. Can't be over edge. Meaning, you will still be having what? Shadows in those areas. Objects will still be having shadows. The light of the sun coming, will still what? Will still be forming shadow. But in areas where the sun can be what? Over edge. Can be directly over edge. When the sun is directly over edge, automatically there will be no shadow. So in those areas that the sun will be directly over edge, at times, not in all times, at times, are they going to know Zoo? Are they going to watch Nozu? The way they will know Zoo is when shadow starts coming out again. How? If the sun moves away from the meridian, it's not direct again. It's not directly overhead again. It moves away, going to the what? To the west now. You know, the sun rises from the east. At times it will be what? In the what? Northeast. And at times it will be what? Southeast. And at times it will be what? The true east. So northeast, southeast, and attempts to do what? The true east out of the sleigh. So if the sun rises in the morning and it's going up to the south, going to what? To the west. It will go and set in what? In the west east. Northwest. It's one set in the northwest or what? Southwest. It depends on where it rises. So, as the sun is going up, when it reaches the meridian, so to say, it crosses, going to the west now. In that case, there will be shadow. Even in those areas that we say there won't be shadow when the sun is what? Directly overhead, out in the square. So with this shadow that comes out, this new shadow, that marks the beginning of what? Of Zoro. But in those areas that we always have what shadow, however little the shadow will be, that we always have shadow. That shadow that is always there, it will get to a point that the shadow watch will be static. No decrease. No further decrease. All of a sudden, just the shadow starts what? Increasing. So that increase of that shadow marks what? All this is clear. So when we have to talk about the time of Zoo, it is what? Zawal, after the sun has moved away from the meridian or the zenith. Why are we going to know that the sun has moved? So you have to look at what? Whether there is shadow or not. If there is no shadow, that means new shadow will come out. And what is responsible for that? That is what? The moving of the sun away from what? The zenith. That is what is responsible for what? The appearance of the new. Areas where we always have shadow. When the sun moves away from the meridian, it is assumed that the sun is moving away from the meridian there too. So the increase of the shadow, the existing shadow, marks what? Zero. So meaning the residual shadow plus the addition marks what? Zero. So this is what they call Zawalu Ash-Shams. Zawalu Shams. That is, the sun has moved away from the meridian. So it's not that you'll be looking up to know whether the sun is not above you. It is the shadow that you use, that the Sharia wants you to use, to determine whether the sun has moved away from the meridian or not. If you are in areas where you can have what, shadowless objects, that is an indication that is what, the sun is directly above the object. So with the appearance of the shadow that has disappeared, so that means what, Zul has come in. In areas that you still have shadow, because the sun is not directly above, but it's assumed that the sun is directly above. I hope I'm communicating. It's assumed that the sun is directly above, but the sun is not directly above, because there is still what? So when the sun has crossed, so to say, to the west, preparing to go and set maybe in the southwest or the north west, so that shows that what? For you to see that increase, it shows that the sun has actually crossed what? The meridian. Has actually crossed what? The meridian. Is it clear? So when we look at the hadith that was mentioned, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed salah. When did he observe the salah? In the hadith of Jibreel, he said what? When the sun moves away from the meridian. In the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, he said what? Awaqtu zur iza zalati shams wa kana zillu rajul katulihi. Let's quickly go to the hadith. That is the two hadiths being referred to. So we can, Now in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ammani Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. The hadith was reported by Abu Abdullah ibn Abbas, but it's called hadith of Jibreel, because it is Jibreel that is the main figure there, so to say. So Ammani Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in the bait. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam led me in the bait. What does that mean? That is at Kaaba. Marratin, twice. Fasalla bi az-zur. It led me in salat of zur. Hina zalati shams. When the sun moved away from the meridian. Is that clear? You can see that from the hadith. When the sun moved away from the meridian. Zalat shams. Zala means what? To watch. To move away from something. Away. Wa kanat qadra shirak. And the shadow, so to say, the shadow is like what? Shirak. What is shirak? Shoelace. Meaning at that point, there had been what? Increase in the shadow. There had been what? Increase in the shadow. Wa kanat qadra shirak. Wa salla bi al asr hina kana dhilluhu mithlahu. Iman led me in Salatul Asri, when it was, the shadow was like himself. Is it clear? So that's hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the hadith of Amr ibn al-Asi is what we have read. So the same thing has to do, he said what, waqtu zuhr is what? What is the waqtu of zuhr? Now? Iza zalat al-shams. Wa kana ذل الرجل قطوله. So you can see it agrees with what the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So when they say Zawal al-Shams, we all understand what it means now. It's simple. When the sun rises in the morning, comes out from, you can see the sun on the horizon. So definitely the shadow of any object will be long. What brings about the shadow? We said it is what? The light of the sun coming that hits that object, and the light cannot penetrate the object, so it has to form what? Shadow. And the shadow will be what? Will be the shadow of that same object. I hope it is clear. So in the morning it will be long. Why? Why is it long? Who can tell us? Because the sun is what? Is closed. So the higher the sun, the what? The smaller the. So if the sun has risen up, and is the shadow, sorry, the is what directly over the object. So the issue of what being small, the shadow being small, is not yet. What will happen is that what there won't be shadow of that object. But if it is not directly above it, there will still be shadow, but the shadow will be what? Small. So when the sun now crosses towards the west now, then the shadow of that shadowless object, what will it appear again? Because the sun is not directly above it anymore. So the shadow will what? Will appear again. But this time around, it will be cast towards the east. It will be cast towards the east. And if there is shadow when the sun is at the meridian, so the shadow will start what? Will start to increase after it has touched. It will start what? Increasing. That increase is what you need. Now when you are talking about the shadowless object, because the sun is directly above what? Above the object. How do we use to count what our zoom? The appearance of what? Another shadow, new shadow. So in the case of the one that is still that still has what shadow, you won't use the residual shadow to count your what? Your zoom. It's the increase of the residual shadow that you use to watch to determine the beginning of what? Your zoom. Is it clear? Now that residual shadow, we said what? Throw it away. How are you going to throw it? Mark that aspect. So meaning anything you want to do now has to do with what? The increase. Or the new one that has just appeared in what? In the areas where there wasn't any shadow for the object. Are you with me? So it's like you are treating what? A new shadow if you are in area or during the period that there was no any shadow for the object, because when the sun was directly above what? Above the object. We said in some areas and some periods there won't be any shadow. So the new shadow is what marks what? Zul. So this new shadow is what you'll be treating, is what you use to what? Determine your asri. If you don't know this shadow, you can't know your asri. So in areas where you still have shadow at noon, when I say at noon, that is when the sun is, I'm not talking about noon of 12 o'clock, that is what artificial noon, the real noon, at noon when the sun is at meridian. So you know there will be what? Residual shadow, because the sun is not directly over edge the object. So that means the rays and the light of the sun coming will still be able to form what? Shadow. Though small shadow. It will be smaller. But so we said that shadow as well starts decreasing. So
if that shadow increases, is that increase that you have something to do with that decrease? There was that residual shadow, just mark it as if it doesn't exist anymore. Then you want to now determine your time of answering. You start from that place you mark. Just as you are going to start with a new shadow in those areas that watch, that the shadow disappeared completely. Am I communicating? Because a lot of people today will not get this. A lot of people. So some people will be arguing with you. It is time for asking. That's what Allah said, what? If I saw that didn't share Mislahu, when the what the shadow of an object is like it. Come and see it now. The shadow is like it. You have gotten it wrong. There is ijma on the fact that when you want to determine the time of Asri, you are going to start from what? From the new shadow, if there isn't any shadow. And if there is what? A residual shadow, you are going to disregard the residual shadow, then you are going to start with the shadow with which what? That is the increase with which you determine Salat of Zuhur. You know, it is that increase in the on the residual shadow that you use to determine your watch, your Zuhur. So it's the same increase that you are going to use to determine your watch, your answer. So when that increase is as long as what? As the object. Is it clear? So when they say, إِذَا صَارَ ذِلُّ الشَّيْءٍ مِثْلَهُ, this is what they mean. إِذَا صَارَ ذِلُّ الشَّيْءٍ مِثْلَهُ. So this is what it meant. Not that you go and start what? You start your counting or your measurement from what? The residual shadow. If that is the case, you have to start your measuring from what? From sunrise. That is, why is, am I communicating? If you want to use, you want to know this, you have to start what? You want to know the time of your answer. If you want to go by your argument, you have to start from what? From morning. From when the sun rises. You know, when the sun rises, it has what? Shadow. And if the shadow is as long as that object, you can pray your house with them now. Because he has said what? He observes Salah to the Asri, Hina Sora, then you shame Islam. So that means if you, the length of that object, the shadow of that object is as long as that object in the morning, then go and observe your own Asri. But you say no, it is not yet time. Why? Because there is no Zawalu Shams yet. There is no Zawalu Shams yet. The sun has not moved away from the meridian. So meaning you acknowledge it is when the sun moves away from the meridian that the Salat Zuhr is due. So that same increase that makes you know Salat Zuhr is the increase that you continue to watch, increase as well. When it is now up to watch that object, that is when Salat al-Asr comes in. So there is what consensus on this. There is what consensus on this. Anybody saying something different to this or different from this is saying nonsense. It's saying what? Nonsense. Somebody may just pick up a hadith and interpret on his own, saying in a sort of little shame is not. But you can check any book of fiqh, written by the scholars of the past, this will be explanation. So they will tell you, by the faith in Zawal, after the faith, when they say faith, it means shadow. But they use faith to refer to the shadow after the sun has moved away from the meridian. I hope this is clear. So you see the scholars, or any book you check, the Shafi'iyah, the Malikiyah, the Hanafiyah, the Hanabila, all their books are full of this explanation. They are full of this. Even if they are concise books, you see they say what? Ba'da fi' zawal, siwa fi' zawal, they will add it. They will add it. So this is what is important when we talk about the time of Zuhr. Then, if the shadow of that object is now up to that object in length, that is the end of Salatu Zuhr. And the end of Salatu Zuhr is the beginning of what? Salatu Al-Asr. There is no any break in between. There is no any break in between. Some scholars said there should be a break of what? 4 rakah or 2 rakah in between. But there is no any clear text for that. So that's why scholars will say the end of Salatu Zuhr is the beginning of Salatu Al-Asr. So if you go back to the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, you see that it led the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salatu Al-Asr when the first day when it is leading, when the shadow of an object is like that object, when the shadow of an object is like the object. So and that's why he said Ammini Jibreel alayhi salam عند البيت مرتين فصلى الظهر في الأولى منهما حين كان الفيء مثل الشراق. He observed Zuhr in the first of the two leadings when the fayu, that is the shadow, was like the shoelace. ثم صلى العصر حين كان كل شيء مثل ظله. He observed عصر when the shadow of an object is like that in itself. Is that clear? About the first day. ثم صلى المغرب حين وجبت الشمس وأفطر الصائم ثم صلى العشاء حين غاب الشفق ثم صلى الفجر حين برق الفجر وحرم الطعام على الصائم وصلى المرة الثانية الزور حين كان ذل كل شيء مثله. This is what I'm going. So he said the following day you observe Salatu Zuhr when the shadow of an object is like that object. That's the end time. He said وصلى حين كان ذل الشيء مثله لوقت العصر بالأمس. That is the time of the Salat al-Asr, that is the day before. ثم صلى العصر حين كان ذل كل شيء مثله. You know, observe Salat al-Asr when the shadow of an object is twice that object. This is the end type of what Asr. Contrary to what he did the previous day. The previous day, he prayed Asr when the length of an object, the shadow of an object, is like its length, or was like its length. And the following day, he observed what Salatu al-Asr when the shadow of an object was twice that object, was twice the object. You get it? So the time of Asr is between when the shadow of an object is like that object, or twice what? The object in between, according to what Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did. Now we will go back to the hadith of Amr ibn al-Asi, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Asi, radiallahu anhu. He said what? Tasfarra shams. When the sun has not become yellowish. So in another hadith said what? Ghabati shams. Or ma'lam tagrib الشمس. As long as the sun has not set. As long as the sun has not set. So if you look at that, you see that with respect to Asr now, we have a lot of things. The first one is when the shadow of an object is like that object. This is according to Jumhur of the scholars. According to Jumhur of the scholars. When I say Jumhur of the scholars, I'm talking about the Shafi'iyya, the Malikiyya, the Hanabila. As for the Hanafiyya, they are of the opinion that the time for Asr is not when the shadow of an object is like that object. It is when the shadow of an object is twice that object. That is when the time of Asr sets in. Are you with me?
So here they go against what the jumhur of the scholars are upon. What did the jumhur, what did they rely on? They rely on the hadith of Jibril, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. They also rely on what? The hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. But the Hanafiya, they rely on something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims. What he said about the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians. Like some people worked in the morning and they were employed by a person, and that person, when some worked from morning till what time of Zuhr, he said what. Another set came in, so the first set were the Jews. So another set worked from the time of Zuhr till what the time of Asr. So these are the Christians. Then the Muslims now work from the time of after Asr till what? Till Maghrib. So the others are not complaining that you gave so and so people, you gave them. What you have paid them is more than us, and we have worked more than the work, that you spent more time than theirs. They said, if we want to compare the time of the Christians and the Muslims, definitely the Muslims must have worked for what? Few hours. So, and that's why they said, okay, the time of Asr should be when the shadow of an object is twice that object. Maybe you'll be having about 30 minutes or more to join already what you already have. So that's when you look at your watch, so to say, or your phone. For those of you who have downloaded the prayer time, when you are setting it, they tell you Shafi'i or what? Hanafi. So they use Shafi'i to represent the Jumhur. Then Hanafi, what? To represent Hanafi. So which one you want to take? When they say Shafi or Hanafi, they are speaking with you, or they are addressing with respect to Salatul Asr. That is, which one you want to take in your Asr? Are you taking Hanafi, or you are taking Shafi? So if you click or choose Shafi, so one, choose the Hanafi again. You see the time difference. You see the time difference. Maybe close to about 30 minutes or more. Than 30 minutes that will give you. So if you are living in countries where they choose the Hanafi school of thought, like places like Pakistan, India, and the likes, so the time they will choose here, if they have phones and they download the application, they will watch. They will readily choose Hanafi. Because everything apart from Hanafi to them is what? It's not you read not have. Just as our babas in Nigeria here, yeah, if you are to give them anything, they'll tell us Maliki. That would be default to them, Maliki. So if you go to places like Pakistan, India, and the likes, they choose what? Hanafi Street. So when you are making use of your handphone that you download, and you, when you are setting it, they just say, I'm an official. Let me choose Hanafi. You now choose Hanafi. And you now give you a difference of about 30 minutes or so. And your brother, your friend, chooses Shafi. And both of you start argument. No, your time is not correct. No, mine is correct. What you have chosen has what affected the timing of what of Asr. So it is important that you know where you are coming from, so that you will not be arguing blindly. So the jumhur of the scholars, they are of the opinion that what? We go by the hadith of Jibril, we go by the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. As for this analogy of somebody who worked from morning to evening, it has not come to explain to us the time of Salah. Why bringing it to us? The issue of Salah. He's just talking about how Allah has favored the Muslims. It has nothing to do with what? The timing of Salah. So who if what has come to address the timing of Salah and go for what has not come to what? Address the timing of Salah. So I'm not right to say that some of the students of Abu Hanifa, they also what? They left that position. Even it was said that Abu Hanifa in one of his positions, one of his statements also left that position. But today, the Hanafis, this is what they use. They use that of mithlay, that asking does not come in until the sun is what? The shadow of an object is twice that. This has nothing to do with the Fayyu Zawal that we are talking about. As for the Fayyu of Zawal, they all have agreement on that. The Hanafi and what? The Jumu'ul, they have agreement on that. So it is only what is going to determine the beginning of what? Of Asri. These people say what? Once the shadow of an object is like that object, apart from what? The residual shadow. Are you with me? Why these people said no? It must be twice. When the shadow of an object is twice that object, when the shadow of that object is twice the object. So this we should know, take note of. Now, he said what? When the shadow of an object is twice that object, that was the end time that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam led the Prophet. And I said what? The time of Salat is between this. But later, there was this addition that was when the sun tesfarru, when the sun was is becoming yellowish, then there is the addition of what? Malam televisions, as long as what? The sun has not set. So we have how many? So we have what? The beginning, which is when the sun is, the shadow of an object is like that object. We have the when it is twice, then we have when it's becoming yellowish, so to say, then we have what? When it sets. So as for when it's becoming yellowish, this is not a good time. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the Salah of a Munafiq. He said, Yajlis, a Munafiq, the way he prays is that Yajlis, he will just sit down, talking, discussing, saying, or selling, buying. Hatta idha kanat ash-shams bayna qarnay shaytan. Until when the sun is between the two arms of shaytan, qama yughatir. فنقرها أربعة. You quickly observe four rakah. لا يذكر الله فيها إلا قليلا. You only remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى in it. Just قليلا, little. So this is a lot of munafiq. And that's why praying at this time, scholars will say, is something that is blameworthy, except for the one who has a genuine excuse. So they call it what? Waqtu darura. The time of darura. That means you have a darura. If you don't have a darura, that leads you to that, so you are blameworthy. Then waqtu al-ikhtiyar is the one that we mentioned. The Shafi'iyya, they will call waqtu al-fadila, that is giving it to maybe when it is twice, they will give that. But majority of scholars talk about waqtu al-ikhtiyar and waqtu al-darura. The time of ikhtiyar, which is the early time. Then like that. But when it enters, when the sun is becoming yellowish somehow, it becomes waqtu al-darura, which is blameworthy, except for somebody who has a genuine excuse. So when the sun now sets, that marks the end of the Salatu al-Asr. So inshallah we stop here. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala. The first question is from a hadith of Jibril that you quoted about Salat al-Zuhr. The last time Salat al-Zuhr is when the shadow is like a shadow of the object itself, but that is already. So do you know that after we start when the shadow is a bit longer than the object, since the thought for us for those when the object is similar to the shadow is similar to the object.
Now if you look at the hadith, he said that he prayed Salatu Asri, that is the time he prayed Salatu, he prayed Salatu Al-Asri, the time he prayed Salatu Zuhr, the previous day. You know, he first prayed Salatu Zuhr when the sun moved away from the meridian, and there was a kind of shirak, a kind of shulis, the shadow. That was the first time he prayed Salatu Zuhr. The second Zuhr he prayed was when the shadow was equal to the object. He now prayed Asri, the first day, when the shadow was equal to the object. I hope it is clear. So that was why he said what he prayed Salatu al-Asri at the time he prayed Salatu. No, he prayed Salatu Zuhr at the time he prayed Salatu al-Asri the previous day. He prayed Salatu Zuhr at the time he prayed Salatu al-Asri the previous day. So if you go back to the hadith, we see that here. So some scholars, as I said, like the Shafi'iyya, they are trying to say that there should be maybe a kind of a 2 rakah or 4 rakah. So to mark, to separate between the two times. But what the majority of scholars say, watch. No, he prays Salatu Zuhr at the time he prays Salatu al-Asri the previous day. So we leave it like that.
Okay. The second thing is that the Salatu al-Asri that we're talking about, how do you reconcile? I mean, what evidence? Because, like you mentioned, a lot of scholars will always take into consideration the same words of their one. Where exactly did they get that evidence from? Because from the evidence of the archives that were found, is that the Prophet prayed after you when the object is similar to you, when the child is similar to the object. Never had it that thing with our one. They were too similar. Never mentioned in any of the hadith. So how do we, I mean, how do you convince someone who says no, where's the evidence for that?
Well, in the hadith of Jabir ibn Nasa'i, he said that صلى العصر يرضى صلاة العصر سئنا كان ذي الشيء مثله وكان الفي قدر الشراك. So it is in the hadith of Jabir ibn Nasa'i that he prayed Asri like that. But two things should be noted here. The first one is the analogy I gave, which is, if you want to go by that hadith that he observes Salatu al-Asri, when the shadow of an object is like that, the length of that object, that means we can observe Salatu al-Asri in the morning. Because then the length of that object is even longer than the object. Most of the time it will be longer than the object. That means it is time for Asri. If you now say no, we can't pray Asri until you have prayed Zuhr. Okay, what is going to determine what Zuhr? He said, if the sun moves away from the meridian, and this can be determined either by what addition in the shadow that has stopped reducing, or the appearance of new shadow. So that new shadow, if you want to pray Asri with the new shadow, what are you going to do? You allow the new shadow to what? To grow up till what? Length of the object. So the addition as well should be allowed to grow until what it reaches. So you won't use that residual. You won't, because the residual, you did not use it in what? For Zuhr. So you don't get to use
it. Did you add it to the apple?
No, I mean the residual. Even when the residual was longer than that, you did not use it to do anything before Zuhr. In fact, you didn't use it for the Zuhr.
It is the addition that you used to. Why is it that you want to use that procedure now to determine the aspect? I think it's logical. So that's number one. Number two, is this is what the scholars of Islam are upon. What have you learned? What have you read to now say you disagree? Do you understand the hadith better than the scholars? You don't understand the hadith. So I'm not lying, what you're saying is saying nonsense. I remember some years back, one of the mashayikh in Saudi Arabia in Jamia Islamiyah came visiting us. We now organized a lecture at Sikmari Central Mosque. So to be specific, the person's the scholar, the sheikh's name is Sheikh Muhammad Bakhir Al-Ujayyid. So that you won't mistake it to be Sheikh Royce. So let me be clear. So when it was time for Asri, so to say, or they said it was time for Asri at Sikmari Central Mosque, then the time had changed. So we refused. We said to the sheikh that we are not going to pray with the people because it was not yet time. The sheikh said, it is time. So the sheikh went downstairs and he measured it. And the length of what the object, the shadow, was equal to the object. He said, it is time. He said, oh sheikh, it is not time yet. He said, no, it is time. So he went, he prayed with them, but we did not pray. So when we got to the hotel, so we started discussing the issue. He said, no. He disagreed with what you are saying. So I was disturbed, seriously, that how can this sheikh say something of this nature? So the following morning, we were to take him to the airport. As we were going, we are in the car, taking him to the airport, he now said, you are an asofta, akhtat. He said, you are right, I was wrong. He said he went through the matter and he came with the laptop. So he said he read all he could read on that side. So he discovered that he was wrong. So that is like I was given a huge amount of money. That's where it appeared. You know, somebody that you respect, but if you say something contrary to what you know, really this man is. But the sheikh came out and said, what? You are right. What I want to say with this is that at times, somebody is in lineage, and in the midst of a particular matter. So this matter is a matter that all the scholars, read any book of fiqh, you see they have discussed it, Ibn Abd al-Barr, Nawawi, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ash-Shawkani, all the scholars, to the extent that Abdul Qadir Jilani in his book Al-Bunya also described vividly how you are going to get this thing. So it's not something that the scholars have watched deeper upon. So it's something that is funny when you see some people trying to raise those ahadith to counter his, and the hadith does not contradict the explanation of the scholars. In fact, it does not contradict reality, because that shadow you are talking about, you didn't use it in the morning at all. That is to determine the time of zuhr. It is the increase you used here. Why is it that when you want to talk about asri, you are not bringing the watch? Bringing it. So that's what I can say on that. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanak Allahumma hamdik ashhadu an la ilaha
illa anta. Someone is asking, how do you, people living in regions where sun don't set or does not appear, how do they determine the time of their own
salah? Inshallah, we'll take that next week. Subhanak Allahumma hamdik ashhadu an la ilaha
Allah, 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 Allah.